is an effective side.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning. Blue sky, sunny, after that good soaking rain that most of us in the Northeast got yesterday. It's beautiful out there. It's going to help to put your perennials to rest for the winter. It's going to help the trees go into the winter months where the root system full of liquid. And that's great. That means a lot less winter damage. And for your newly planted shrubs, that's great. Now, just because we're coming to the end of October, it doesn't mean that the planting season is over. A lot of the nurseries where you live are having sales right now, 50% off and more in places. Take advantage of those sales and buy shrubs and trees and plant them right now. I mean, 50% off is a lot of money. And as long as you plant them correctly, you should not have any problems. Things like rhododendrons and yews and junipers, forsythia, all of your trees, even fruit trees. This is a great time. Last week I was drove by a nursery and it said, you know, sale. So I just happened to stop in and I bought blueberries and raspberries. They were half price. And came home, and in my vegetable garden, I decided at one end of the garden, I'm going to shrink it a little bit. And with just two of us at home, we don't eat as much as we do from the garden. So I planted a whole row of raspberries. I put five red raspberries in and five of the golden varieties on one end of the garden. And on the opposite end, I put in a row of six blueberries. And for the years and years to come now, I'll have fresh berries in the garden. And you just put in some compost. I use a little bit of plant growth activator from Organica to motivate the root system. And then put a little bit of compost around the top of it to act like a mulch on it. And with the rain we've had, they're going to be beautiful. So don't give up. And if you can take advantage of a sale and, you know, get a nice dogwood or a flowering crab, lilacs on sale for half price, they're going to do just as well. And a lot of the nurseries, if they don't sell those plants on the sale, they'll be selling them next spring for full price. So just put a new piece of burlap on it. So save yourself 50% and get some planting done at this time of the year. Jared, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have up first?
First up, we have Jean on the line, who's calling about her rosemary plant.
Okay. Jean, good morning. Welcome
to the
Garden Club. Good
morning, Paul. I hope you can help me. I have a lovely rosemary plant that has been lush all summer. I took it in about a week and a half ago. It's in a south-facing window. It was very, very soft green. Now the stems are drying out, brittle, and falling. I don't know whether I've given it too much water. Should I spray the plant, or do I repot?
Okay. Now, was this planted in your garden, or was it in the pot?
No, it was in a clay red container. But it was beautiful all summer.
Yeah, I know. The rosemary is a tough plant to bring inside, and I had problems for several years till I found out the secret. I have a rosemary right now that I've shaped into like a little conical Christmas tree almost. It's beautiful. It's I'm on my third year. I also have a bay leaf, and both of these plants are in 12-inch pots to tell you how big they are. But what I do is I bring them in the house. I put them in a south-facing window like you.
Yes.
But I bought a 14-inch, because of the size of my pot, saucer. And I fill the saucer about three-quarters full of just like stone, beach stone you can use, or you can buy a bag of marble chip at a local nursery. And I fill it full of stones. I set the plant on top of it, and every single morning I take a watering can and I fill that saucer to the bottom of the pot with water. And during the day, the water that's in that saucer evaporates, and it's like misting the plant. I also have a little mister. And every morning after I fill the saucer full of water, I spray the plant with the mister. Before I go to bed, when I walk by it, because it's the best window that faces south is in the hall between the bedrooms in the house. So when I walk by it, I grab the mister, I spray the plant with it. So it gets done a couple times a day, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
Well, I've done all that, not the pebbles in the saucer, but I have sprayed it probably twice a week. But I don't know whether it has had too much water by spraying it on the top of the plant, other than putting the pebbles underneath to bring that moisture up.
Yeah. The way that you can tell if you've given it too much water, slowly pull the root ball out of the pot.
I see.
The roots that will be visible when you look at the root ball should be a creamy white color.
I see.
If the roots are beginning to change from white to brown or black, that's a signal that you've given the plant too much water.
Well, that's what I'll try, and thank you for taking my call.
I thank you, Jean, and good luck with that plant. Bye-bye now. But don't give up. It took me about 3 years before I could figure out exactly what to do. And I'll tell you, putting the we bring in a lot of herbs. We have this bay leaf plant that I started. I bought it in a forage plant pot. It was probably 3, maybe 4 inches tall. And it's now almost 18 inches and a good 15 to 18 inches wide. And it's absolutely beautiful. And whenever we're cooking and we calls for bay leaf, we pull it right off that plant, and I'll kind of crumble it up a little bit. I mean, it doesn't fall apart like a dried bay leaf, but I'll kind of crush it to break the leaf, and that will let some of the flavor escape that leaf. And you put it in pasta and stuff like that. It's wonderful. But we do parsley, chives, rosemary, oregano, and basil. And we'll put them in 6-7-inch pots, grow them on our deck, and then bring it in for the winter. And, boy, when you make a tossed salad, you take little bits and pieces of all of those, and you just drop it in the salad bowl and rub it with your fingers to crush it. Boy, the flavor is wonderful. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Ernie on the line, who's calling about his plum tree.
Ernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a plum tree. I'd say it's probably like 15 feet tall. This plum tree's had a history of what looked like years ago it had died. We cut it down. It grew back, and it's still getting the black on the branches. I mean, it's pretty bad on it right now. Like the branches will swell in an area where it's all just black.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that now, tree savable?
Well, the thing is, this black growth on it is a fungus. And what you need to do is you've got to cut in front of it by about 3 inches. Now, it will spread with your pruners. So what you need to do is take like a coffee mug, fill it with some bleach, take your pruners, dip them into the bleach, and then make a cut just below that knot, that black knot that's growing on the plant, but go 3 inches below it. And then when you get ready to make your next cut, dip your pruners again in the Clorox to sterilize it. Because if you just prune and prune and prune, and you cut into infected tissue, you're actually going to spread it, and you're going to make it worse. The name of the disease is called black knot disease. And it's something that's prevalent on the fruiting plum as well as the flowering plum. And my dad had a purple leaf flowering plum in situ, and he had it for probably 15 years, and then all of a sudden it developed, and he just went out there and pruned it, and then told me, and I said, Dad, did you sterilize? And he said, no. Well, the following year it was twice as bad. So then he sterilized his tools, he cleaned it up, and it did come back. So feed it. And I would feed it now with some plant tone fertilizer, then again in the spring, and then sterilize and remove as many of the infected branches as possible.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves, then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Corrine on the line, who is calling about Selvia.
Corrine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, thank you. Enjoy your show immensely. I have some black and blue, I presume it's Selvia. As I'm taking it up, there were these knobby things that look almost like truffles or a whole huge handful of bulb. And I wonder, should I save those and plant them in the spring or leave them in the ground? Are they perennial? Do you know anything about black and blue?
Well, salvia is, there is a perennial, but most of the salvias are either red, and there are some varieties of blue. But they are not, they don't produce a bulb, so I don't know what that growth is.
Well, I don't either. Every single plant has a 12 of them, but I maybe it's not salvia. It could be something else, but the name of it is black and blue. It has black stems and blue flowers, and it looks like an annual salvia, like the annual blue salvia, but the black stem. And these peculiar, huge nodules on the bottom of every plant. I'll have to call you next year and tell you what happened.
Yeah, well, you know what I would do, Corrine? I would take some of those and pull them up, shake off the soil, and put them in like a cardboard box, cover them with either some peat moss or some sawdust shavings and put them on the floor in your basement. And then in the spring, plant them again and see what happens.
Wonderful.
And then I would leave some there to see if they are a perennial type plant. But I would bring some in the house and try it. What have you got to lose?
Nothing. Then about when I plant snapdragons every spring, I have beautiful hardy plants from the nursery, and then about 2 months into the season, they start to die. But I haven't been severing the roots. I'm afraid of cutting too much of the root away with a razor blade. I just sort of taken my finger and broken it up as I plant it. But maybe I'm doing that all wrong.
Well, the main thing with snapdragons is when you see that flower spike of the snapdragon is almost done blooming, if you can remove it, snapdragons will produce second and even third set of flower spikes again. The first one is a nice tall spike. It can, depending on the variety, could be as high as 2-2.5 feet. And once you remove that stem, the plant will make all new stems with flower spikes on them.
Yes, I've done all that, but it's like all of a sudden the leaves start dying, the whole plant. Magnificent plants, and maybe 1 out of 4, the leaves start dying, and they just plain die. The whole plant dies.
Well, then maybe what you should think of is once you get into July, you may want to think about using a fungicide like Serenade on the plants.
Yes.
And that will prevent the possibility of disease problems
maybe that's
down the road.
Happening. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you immensely. We love your
Thank
show.
You.
We
I
live
appreciate
to Sunday morning, 7 to 10.
Thank
Bye.
You so much.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and if we can help you, that number, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call. He'll get you set up, and we will try and help you to have a great gardening season. Now, if any of you have fertilizers and chemicals, the best place to store them is off the ground. You don't want to leave the bags of fertilizer on a dirt floor or a concrete floor because it's going to pick up a little bit of moisture as the cement cools off. So if you can get them up off the ground, even if you put like a piece of 2x4 on the ground to get it up off of it, a fertilizer will do much better. And liquid chemicals, put them in a cardboard box, put them in your basement for the winter. They'll do much better where they're not going to freeze and then thaw and freeze all winter long. They're more powerful. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL. The number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday morning. I hope you've had a chance to get a good night's sleep and get outside and work around the yard. Newly planted evergreens. A little bit of wilt proof or wilt stop, that makes a big, big difference. Oh, the other thing that you want to think about is last spring when the snow began to melt, did you start to see little mounds of dirt in your lawn? Well, those are moles. And you may be seeing them now. If you live near a wooded area or a field with tall grasses, as you get into the fall, the moles will leave the woods and leave the tall grasses, and they'll come into your lawn looking for worms. So if you start to see these mounds of soil and you walk on the grass and you find some soft spots, You may want to think about putting something like Molescram down. It's a powder that you put down with your spreader, like you do fertilizer. And you do like a 20-foot strip along the perimeter of your property, like a picture frame on a picture. So you don't have to treat the whole lawn, just the edges, like a frame, and that will help to prevent the moles from coming in and destroying your lawn, especially during the winter. So there's a job for you. But if you had mounds last year, they'll be back because they use the same tunnels year after year after year. Jared, who's up next?
Next up we have Donna on the line, who is calling about birds and bird feeders.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I had one quick question. Early this morning, you talked about something to put in the shed to keep the mice out.
Yes.
I missed the name.
Oh, it's called Mouse Magic.
Okay.
It's like a little tea bag, and it smells like peppermint spearmint. So what you do is go into your shed, and if there's any nest that squirrels brought in leaves or pine needles or something like that, clean that all out, and then open up the bag of Mouse Magic, throw those little bags in your tool shed, and close it. And you go back like 24 hours later and just stick your nose in there, and it smells wicked, wicked good, but strong, minty scent to it. And it will drive the animals out of the tool shed.
Okay. In regards to the birds and the bird feeders, I didn't have much success last year. And I was going to try to clean my bird feeders, and I didn't know whether I can soak them in bleach and how long you would do that for. But I was also trying to figure out the difference between the bird feeders. Some of them have a round ring for the birds to hold on to, and other ones have the little perch. And I didn't know whether that attracted different birds. And then which bird seed to go for? Winter is the sunflower seed the more popular one, or I don't know.
Okay.
Can you help me out?
Sure. On the on those tube feeders, if you have little perches, you're going to traditionally get small birds. So like finches and chickadees and wrens and things like that, nuthatches. If you have the one that has the ring, you've got a bigger landing area, and what's going to happen is you're going to have blue jays and grackles land on it, and they just devour everything. So if you want just the smaller birds, I would stick with the individual perches. To me, that's what I do for mine, because I have a lot of blue jays, and they'll, within a day, they'll empty the whole feeder. Now, if you can find a bird seed blend that does not have corn in it, the birds will love it. Corn is a filler. It's a cheap bird food. I mean, birds will eat it, but it's a very cheap feed, and the birds that give you the most color and seem to be the most fun to watch would prefer like thistle. And when you buy sunflower, there are two types of sunflower. There's the black oil, and it's a much smaller seed. And then there's the fancy one, and it's called a striped sunflower. Well, the striped sunflower, much bigger seed, you're going to pay a little bit more money for it, but there's less oil in the meat of the sunflower. And the more oil you can give the birds, the better of a chance they're going to have of surviving the winter. So I always buy the black oil. And because it's a smaller seed, it's easier for the goldfinch and the nuthatches and the chickadees to go. The other seed that you do not want to have is called Milo, I think. It's a round seed, kind of a creamy white color.
and it's about the size of an Osmocote pellet, tiny. And this round seed is wicked, wicked cheap. And most of the birds will just dump it. But it's called Milo. And it's and it really is not a good seed. You'll find a lot of it in a really inexpensive. You go to some of the box stores and you can buy a 10-pound bag of bird seed for like $3. And you look at it and it's all these little round seeds. And that's why. But chickadees and finches, they'll just throw that right out of the feeder. And once they throw it out of the feeder, now you get the squirrels. So if you can do black oil and spend a little bit money and get a good feed, and they'll work really well for you too. And if you really want to attract them on the same area as you have your bird food and bird feeders, if you can get a cage and put some suet in it, and you can buy the suet cakes that have been flavored and all kinds of fancy things. But I'll tell you, when you go food shopping and you're picking up hamburger or steak or turkey or chicken or whatever, pick up a big wedge of regular suet from the supermarket, push it in one of these suet cages, and the birds will absolutely love it. They'll be attracted to the suet. The suet will give them a lot of oil for their bodies, and it really helps them during a cold, windy winter. They just love the suet. It will not freeze, and they can peck at it, and they'll eat it all winter. At my house, I have a good-sized suet feeder, and I'll buy a block of suet every single week from the supermarket when I go shopping, and they'll eat, I think it's like a 2-pound or a 3-pound piece of suet every single week. But I use the black oil rather than the stripe, and then just avoid corn and the little round seed about the size of Osmocote, and you'll have all the birds that you want. Thank you, Donna. You have a great Sunday morning, and it's nice hearing from you again. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Elaine on the line, who's got a couple questions for you about blueberries, raspberries, and peonies.
Okay. Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good, thanks. Listen, I have a question. I had a great crop of blueberries this year, but they're very, very sour. What can I add to the soil to make them somewhat sweeter?
Well, I'll tell you, I was doing a little bit of research, and that was something that I never really knew, and I was trying to find out about it because I just bought 6 blueberry plants that I got on sale this week in my vegetable garden. And the article I was reading said, and which I knew, that all blueberries, the more acidic the soil, the better they're going to grow. But at the end of this article, it said that if your soil is really acidic, you will have better tasting blueberries. So I've added some bark mulch, and I'm just going to keep the limestone away from it. And then the other fertilizer that really helps them is something called aluminum sulfate. And it's what people use to make their hydrangeas blue.
Mm-hmm.
If your soil is acidic, the blue hydrangeas will be blue to purple. If you add lime around the blue hydrangea, you're going to change the color from blue to possibly pink. So, but blueberries, I like the blue hydrangea. The more acidic the soil, the better they like it. So I added aluminum sulfate around the plant after they were planted, and I'm going to do it again in the spring of the year. And from what this article said, the more acidic the soil is, the better they're going to be. So I'm going to put pine needles around them. I'm going to put some bark mulch around them, and I'm going to use the aluminum sulfate.
Okay. Thank you. Now, my raspberries, I was wondering, should I cut them down now or wait till the spring?
On your raspberries, any of the canes or branches that already made a fruit, those mm-hmm. should be removed. Because the branch that made flowers and fruit this year, next year will only make leaves.
Okay.
So any branch that does that did not make fruit, leave them alone. And mm-hmm. any branch that did, cut them right flush to the ground, get them out of there, and then next spring, the plants will make all new shoots for the following year.
Okay, so anyone that made fruit to get rid of, to cut
yes.
them down?
Yep.
Okay, and the other was to leave. Now, my peonies, should I cut my peonies back now, or should I wait till the spring?
I have cut mine right down to the ground.
Okay.
Peonies, and what you're going to notice is, if they flowered real good, that means that they're planted at the right depth in the ground. Peonies are like iris. And if you've grown iris in your garden, you know that that tuber, that bulb, is laying right on top of the ground. And if you were to cover that foot-shaped-like tuber with soil, your Japanese or German iris, the German ones, will not bloom because they want to be on top of the ground. And if you have a peony plant and you're getting great foliage and only a few flowers, it's probably because it's planted too deep. So when you get ready to cut that foliage down to the ground, I did mine this past week. I dug down right near the stem first. And as I dug in the ground, I could feel and then saw the tips of the buds in the ground for next year. If they're deeper than one knuckle, they will not flower. So you've got to pull some of that soil away from the plant to let the buds take the weather, and that will help them to bloom better for you. So don't be scared. Peonies need to be planted shallow. And what you can do, if yours didn't bloom, wait until the spring. But in the spring, when they're up about an inch, dig them up with a shovel and, you know, loosen the soil, dig, and then compact the soil around them and lift them higher above the ground. 800-259-9231. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office, and our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to those phone lines. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Rose on the line who has a question about her lawn.
Hey, Rose. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I was wondering if it's too late to do anything for weeds and pests like grubs in my lawn, or do I have to wait till spring?
Well, for grubs, I would say wait until springtime. Okay. Are you having animals that are digging?
No, I noticed we had a patch of lawn that just kind of died out, and when we planted our garden, we had a lot of these. They looked like Japanese beetles, but they weren't as shiny. That ate a lot of the plants.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if they're related.
I'm sure that it's some family in the beetles or some variety of beetle, but as far as putting down something now, it really is too late.
Okay.
If we were to have a long Indian summer, the only product that I would use is something called Dilox. But you have to say to yourself, it's almost November, the ground's getting cold, And when the ground gets cold, these insects will dig deeper into the ground and go dormant, and they stop feeding. So to be practical, no. The season's over. Wait until May, and then you can take care of that. As far as weeds.
Don't they ask you about pre-emergence for the weeds?
If you want to control weeds pre-emergence-wise, what you would use now is something called corn gluten.
Okay.
And corn gluten is totally organic, and it will kill some of the seeds. Now, again, depending on where you live, I live in Maine, and when it starts to get cold, and these products don't work as well.
Ah, okay.
So for the best results for you, Rose, I would say wait until the spring and take care of them there. Now, there's a new product, well, it's several years now, but still fairly new, made by Bonide, mm-hmm. called Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra is a weed killer, and it will take care of chickweeds and clover and things like that. But what's nice about this compared to all of the other products on the market, Weed Beater Ultra will work with the temperatures outside being 50. Most of the other products on the market, you need to have outdoor temperatures of 60.
Oh.
So if you had used Weed Beater Ultra, let's say 2 or 3 weeks ago, you could have killed all of the weeds in your lawn.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you live on Cape Cod, go ahead. But if you live north of Boston, wait until the spring.
Okay, I'll wait till spring then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye, Rose.
Bye.
Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Cutler, who has a problem with the Christmas tree.
Cutler, what's happening with the Christmas tree? Tell me all about it.
Okay, it was one of those living Christmas trees that was given to us about 7 or 8 years ago. Rather than have it inside the house, we planted it outside, and it was doing real well. It's up to 20 to 25 feet tall now. This spring, we had good growth on it, and then the aphids attacked, and I sprayed them with malathion, and which knocked them down fairly well, but then we had red rust. And that's my concern right there. And I was wondering if a fungicide or something would take care of that.
Well, right now it's really kind of late because of the of the time of the year. I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt to get something on there like that. What I would suggest that you use, you could use something like if you have a fruit tree spray, they would have something that will control rust in it. There's a product called Serenade. It's an all-organic disease control. A lot of the garden centers carry it, and I would just spray it. But the spores themselves have gone dormant. They're not going to do a heck of a lot of damage at this point. It may be more effective for you to wait until the spring and apply it as the new growth begins to form on the plant during May and into early June. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Remember, grab a sail and get some shrubbery.